The people are coming in. There's 16 people already.
All right. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Zakat is one of the pillar of Islam. As Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bunyal Islamu ala khamsin, shahadati an la ilaha illallah, wa anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That the foundation of Islam has been based on five pillars. Number one, testimony, shahada, that I believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None is worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I believe Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is his servant and messenger. Then after this shahada, after this testimony of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in shahada and testifying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final messenger of Allah, the second obligatory act upon a Muslim is to perform 5 times daily salah. And the third one is to fast during the month of Ramadan. And the fourth one is to pay zakat once in a year, and then fifth one is to perform the Hajj Baitullah once in a lifetime. So Zakat is one of the very important pillar of Islam. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned a word Zakat with Salah in about 82 places in the Holy Quran. Aqimus Salah wa Atu Zakah, Aqimus Salah wa Atu Zakah, 82 times together. That's why some of the ulama has given this indication that if a person is entitled to pay zakah and he is not paying zakah, so his salat will not be accepted. It is that important. As we are praying salah 5 times a day, for the rich people, zakat also becomes obligatory once in a year. Now, because our Islamic Sharia has been based on the lunar system, we do not follow a solar system, which is from January to December. Our calendar starts from the Muharram and ends with Dhul Hijjah. So we have to, first of all, let me say some virtues of the zakat. In the beginning period, zakat was whatever left over. Sahaba came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ مَاذَا يُنْفِقُونَ قُلِ الْعَفْوَ. That they came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how much we should spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ayat was revealed at that time, Kulil Af, that whatever you tell, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to your ummah, that whatever is left over, you have to distribute it, you have to give it away to the poor people. Meaning, today you eat or you dress, you ate, whatever you did, in the end of the day, whatever you possess, which is extra, other than your need and necessity, you have to give it away. Don't wait till tomorrow. That was the guideline or command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning. But then later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed different ayat and the ahkam of the Sharia has changed. And there are several ayat. وَفِي أَمْوَالِمْ حَقُّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ Surah Al-Ma'arij, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, In the wealth of the wealthy people, there is a portion, there is a share of the poor people. And in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted the quality of the believer Alladina yunfiquna mimma razaqnahum. That those believers who believe in unseen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they establish the salah and they give the zakat from that wealth which we have granted them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to say that when you born, you were empty-handed. You came in this dunya without any wealth. And then we are the one who granted you the ability, knowledge and experience. Then how do you earn the wealth? So the wealth which is originally given by us, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, that wealth which we have granted to you, to them, from that wealth, they have to give some portion, not the total amount, but some portion out of it to the poor and needy people. And then, what is the amount Sharia later on set up is 2.5%. For example, if you have $100 extra, at the end of the year, after 12 months pass, from that $100, you have to give $2.50. If you have $1,000 remaining, you just have to take out the zakat of $25 out of $1,000. If you have $10,000 extra in your savings account, you have to give out of $10,000, $225. If you have $20,000, you have to give the zakat $500. Likewise. And there are so many virtues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encouraged the Muslims, the rich people, to give the sadaqat and khairat and the zakat in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, Man dal ladhi yuqridu Allah kardan hasanan fa yudha'ifu lahu adha'afan kaseera. Who is there who can give the loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used in this verse. Who is there who can give loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Man dal ladhi yuqridu Allah kardan hasana, the best loan. فيضاعف له أضعافا كثيرة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply whatever is given on the sake of for the pleasure of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply it to the manifold and return him on the day of Qiyamah when he need and require the most. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the riba, usury, interest. Allah doesn't like it. Any transition with the interest, Allah hate, Allah doesn't like it. It is totally haram and forbidden for Muslim to do any transition with regard to the interest. If minute amount of the interest is involved in that money, the whole money becomes haram, unlawful. Just like one drop of urine or blood in the bucket of the milk, the whole milk or whole water will become haram, not usable. It is impure, filthy, just because of one drop of blood and urine. It makes the whole bucket filthy. Likewise, $1 of interest will make the whole amount unlawful and haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy the usury and interest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase the sadaqat. He will increase the sadaqat. It comes in the hadith that on the day of, if a person is given one date, just for example, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to this effect, that if a person given one date is a sadaqah, and with ikhlas and sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to grab the date on his hand, the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through his qudrat, and will increase to that extent that one date will become one equivalent to the Mount Uhud. Mount Uhud is very huge mount in Madinah Munawwara. So, little date will become equivalent to the Mount Uhud. And that much of a reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to return back to that person on the Yawm al-Qiyam, where he need the reward the most. He will surprise. Say, Ya Allah, I was not that rich. I was not multimillionaire. How come I achieved such a great reward? I just spent one date in your path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that one date I grabbed it and I increased it to that extent. Today I am returning you back as one Mount of Uhud, equivalent to Mount of Uhud. That is why in Surah Al-Munafiqeen, this one verse is comes over there that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'ti yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la khullatun wa la shafa'a. And then towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person is dying and after the death, he will only have request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will only have urge that Allah, send me back to the dunya. Send me back to this world and I'll spend whatever I have in your path. Meaning after the death, a person will have desire to come back to this world, not to perform salah, not to fast, not to go for hajj, but he will only have one desire that Allah, send me back to the world and I will spend whatever I have it in your path. Will I explain? Because when he will see the reward of his charity and donation on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will be amazed and this will be his khahish and this will be his desire. So my brothers and sisters, there are so many virtues with regard to the zakat in charity. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى This is the hadith القدسي قال الله سبحانه وتعالى أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليه That O Bani Adam, O insan, O human being, O Muslim, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you wealth, you are wealthy, this is a very great bounty in favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't keep it, don't be miser, don't be, you know, وَلَا تَهَلُكُوا بِأَيْتُكُمْ إِلَّا تَهْلُكَ Don't be stingy. Don't be miser. You know, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you, unfaq alayk, you must spend on to the poor and needy people, and that will be beneficial for you. If you spend on to the needy people, Allah will grant you more. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان لي مثل أحد ذهبا ليسرني ألا يمر علي ثلاث ليال وعندي منه شيء إلا شيء أرصده لدين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم that if I would have the gold and silver gold equivalent to the Mount Uhud that much of amount of gold if I would have I will distribute it within 3 days I don't like that amount of Uhud must stay with me more than 3 days. I will distribute this whole amount of Uhud in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the needy and poor people and I won't care. Within 3 days, I will distribute it and only I will keep it whatever I owe to the someone. And that much of amount, I will keep it. Otherwise, rest of the thing, I will distribute. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned one of the hadith, As-sadaqatu ala al-miskini Sadaqatun wahiya dhir rahmi sinatan sadaqatun wa silatun that sadaqa charity upon the poor people is like one reward but if same charity donation zakat sadaqa fitra if you spend to the dhur rahim meaning your close relatives poor relatives Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you double reward one for the charity and other for the sila rahmi meaning they're taking care of your needy relatives. So it's better option is we should spend upon our relatives. Now, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like, you know, encouraging us not to keep wealth. And on the other side, Allah have warned us also in suratul in one of the surah that those people who keep the wealth with them yawma yuma ali fi nari jahannam fatqwa biha jibahum wa junubuhum wa zuhuruhum hadha ma kanastum li anfusikum fadhuku ma kuntum taknizun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said suratul anfal in chapter 10, that those people who amass their wealth and they do not distribute and do not give away to the poor people, that treasure will turn into the serpent, poisonous serpent on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and it will bite to that person in the qabr, in the grave. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that all wealth will become serpent, turn into the serpent, and it will bite to that person in the grave and will tell him, I am your wealth, I am your wealth. And in the ayat of the Suratul Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that this amount will turn into the iron, and it will be, put him onto the forehead, onto the back.